As Masola Shachiol Shaw, she Claire Nigale Viscoltoia Carnish, as Bavalium Shuish Altica. My name is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Bobby Bob.
And it's my pleasure to bring you this bilingual programme, Claire Nigale, with part of it in the English language, as Les Pert Elia G. Sigilg, and with another part of it in the Manx Gaelic, Chinian Amera, the mother tongue of Ellen Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Bannach and Urish, well, having walked now to Ramsey, Dorothy Wordsworth, her 18-year-old nephew Willie Wordsworth, and her brother William's brother-in-law, Henry Hutchinson, have found pleasant accommodation in a cottage at the foot of Ballure Glen. It's run by Mrs. Brew and Miss Trivett. Tan Olo van Helsing is na fiad elia, a brish a stiach on shamer na hakeren. Tan Count Dracula on shen, as Graeme Chonneg Mina Harker, and Gulney Bernek Slate Lesh Fool, as A. Saya Kion Shiser Q. Jonathan Harker, tan Alai Tolvenit Erliabi. Now, this programme is being broadcast first on the 17th of March, so we have an opportunity to enjoy some old favourites connected with St. Patrick, including two by Christy Moore, with one of which we start. But you have to forget all about the fact that St. Patrick was actually from the south, what is now South Wales. Anshabi, Tashu Geishach, Rhys Radio Vanning, Stashun and Ashun, Viscura, Scalia Mach, by Dulish, Alan Vanning.
Patrick was a gentleman, he came from decent people, built the church in Dublin town and on it bun to steeple. His father was a Gallagher, his mother was a Brady, his aunt was in the Shockness Sea and his uncle was a Grady. The Wicklow hills are very high and so's the hill of Hotser. There's a hill much higher, still much higher, nor the Botser. On the top of this high hill St. Patrick preached a sermon, drove the frogs into the bogs and banished all the vermin. There's not a mile of Erden's Isle but dirty vermin musters. There he bunned a deer 4 foot and he murdered them in clusters. The toads went pop and the frogs went top, stop dash into the water. The snakes come in to suicide to save themselves from slaughter. 900,000 reptiles blue but charmed with sweet discourses. Dined on them and killed the loo and soaps and second courses. The blind ones crawling in the grass disgusted all the nation. Down to hell with the holy spell he changed their situation. No wonder then the miry stud should be so gay and frisky. Sure old pal, she taught them that as well as making whiskey. No wonder then the saint himself should understand the stillin'. His mother came to sheepin' shop near the town of Enniskillen. Was I but so fortunate as to be back in Munster, I'd be bounded from that ground and never more would Munster. There St. Patrick planted turf and cabbages and pretties, pigs galore, McGrama's store, all their boys and ladies.
bit of Al Nonsense from Christy Boer, and his song was followed by what they call on the album Irvine's Polka, obviously one suggested by Andy Irvine, but it's the Walls of Limerick. Dorothy Wordsworth describes her pleasure at the setting of the cottage in Ballure, where they've had accommodation overnight from Mrs. Brew and Miss Trivett, and she was up early to admire the area the following morning. And that would be Thursday the 10th of July in the year 1828. And she writes, Henry and Willie took breakfast, then walked to Mackled Head and Mackled Kirk, the first where the cross was planted. Now her words suggest that this was the first Christian mission to the island. Tradition has Mackled landing in this area where there was already a monastery which he joined and became leader of. The traditional list of bishops has Germanus, Conindius and Romulus before Mackled. The monastery would probably have been preceded by individuals who arrived to set up their individual cells or keels, more or less as hermits, before the development of some form of communal worship and the development of religious settlements rather than individual hermits. Les Casa, Ren Kiawe Dry Shisar Aliavi, Mar the Berhi Tilgit Vyer Erd, Hin Dare, as Renna Lim Oren, Achlorish and Tre Shaw, on Alu Nahiadurish, as Ray Kummel Sus Nayaga, a Kudach, on Van Allen Kasherik, Hug Count Stap Daltajemerson, Cart Marvaginteg Lucy Wach, Chamui Jane Tai Meriu, as Renny Kreutschel Gaura Gromma. Na sorgers, na sorger gaur a grommer en ik kreutel, chouds ren shin, a shingen troggel soos na crucifix en ein, gull er ei. Esh, de doltajum, ren en rey hollis fel yale, chouds ren bodgel moer du, shawl a herish a spare, a stre henk salja a lamp a gas, lesh ford en quincy, a vaxin beg a gel fairs. Renshaw, chouds vishin gianair, snow mach phone chula, as lessener vulje by guller brisha forgerich, ver lace the back as an innedegger or shen. Ren van Helsing, art as mish, glacier eig as benasha harker, as ish lorish and tre shaw, ver hjarn and enelek. Now, one of the finest versions of the Lorica, St. Patrick's Breastplate, is a setting by Sean Davy from his suite The Pilgrim, with vocal by Rita Connolly. The Deer's Cry.
Today, through the strength of heaven, light of sun, radiance of moon, splendor of fire, speed of lightning, swiftness of wind, depth of the sea, stability of earth. Firmness of rock. I arise today through God's strength to pilot me, God's eye to look before me, God's wisdom to guide me, God's way. From all who shall wish me.
Well, the deer's cry is well known here in the island for the wonderful visual conception of it by Archibald Knox. That was a beautiful musical setting of it by Sean Davies, sung by Rita Connolly, and another beautiful setting of it later on. Leshen Enel Shaw, Vier Liga Mar Skrech, Ho Kai, Ho Erd, as the Vrisha Cletion, Ho Trom Chriach, Drawi Gian Daunish, the Gine Erhina Trud Machletion, der Lam of Esh. Rishalid Nagair, Vino Lysa Stedek, Gin Kuna, as Ass Dai, Van Edenek Morsken, Lesh Bernard, as trimit curitus all your ishanul was slayet er na melen as na legin and as a smegalek. Vian scornachek, ren rai shilia keel falla. Van a sulianek, kai lesh atchum. Huggy, esh huggy roshan edinek na lawen. Gamalashel, esh huggy roshan edinek na lawen bach de kreujitek. As erbenid oxen cowra jerk grey maglach account, as vai chow hulu jow henk dobber an injil tregit, va cor er a skreg aglach, jean de veach ech bew de heiljagamach trias gin kion. Gau van Helsing kesma der ai, as hjarne a corlied de meal herish a chorbeck, chows renart, lug de jean er an edinek rishalid de michrish jelach, rai mach as an chamer. The views of Ramsey Bay are delightful from the head, says Dorothy Wordsworth in her diary, a fine green steep, on the edge of which stands the pretty chapel, with one bell outside, an ancient pedestal curiously carved, Christ on the cross, the mother and infant Jesus, the Manx arms and other devices. Well, this is the Mackle Parish cross, made of St. Bees sandstone, which shows the monastery's relationship with Furness Abbey. The cross dates from around 1300, and the four sides have the crucifixion with the three legs of man below, the Virgin and Child with a cross and flower below, a kneeling figure with an oak leaf above and a square and a plant below, and an oak leaf with a rose above and the grail. There are paintings and photographs showing this pillar standing outside the gates of the church, but then in 1937 it was moved to a special plinth opposite the cross house, which had been erected in 1906, sheltering the other carved stones in it. And then since 1989 the Mackle Parish cross has stood inside the church itself to protect it from further weathering. Flute of Matt Molloy, John Carty on fiddle, and the guitar of Artie McGlynn, recorded in Matt Molloy's own pub in Westport in County Mayo, and the tune was The Greenfields of Glentown. Shodu Stashun and Ashun Radio Vanning. As she Claire Negailed and Claire Shaw, Mish Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert Carslach.
Did thee ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
To Claire Negailed reclash and reshacht and lug jiggle or scalia mach and chid hirt, Gurish imidi Claire and Radio Vanning Elia, as shen trud and chraman er agert er inidig a Radio Vanning. As to Claire Negailed master na chid and dour and the podcast and visfraged nasty er in a Radio Vanning, na trud and reich er the podcast jo, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Audible, Spotify, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, na Alexa. At the time that Dorothy Wordsworth saw it, the Mackle Parish cross was standing outside the gates of the church, and, she says, Near it, the square foundation surrounded with steps of another cross, on which is now placed a small sundial. Well, the sundial was erected in 1666 as a memorial to Edward Christian, whose attempt to rise against the Stanleys in 1643 had been unsuccessful. He'd been imprisoned in Peel Castle, bar for a period during the Commonwealth, and he died in Peel Castle. The sundial was made by another member of the Christian family, another Edward, or possibly Evan, and the inscription says, Ed or Ev, Christian fake it. 1666, Edward or Evan, whatever it is, somebody Christian made it, 1666, latitude 52 degrees 8 minutes. It was damaged by a charabanc in 1934, I think it was, but repaired by the vicar and wardens. And then 2 years later, 1936, there was fierce parish resistance to a proposal to move it somewhere else. Ren van Helsing Sancherachrom. That all Lena said, Jonathan, Jane lead us to fissine for the sood of followed, you know. And not but Jinu Veg, which of Henser mean of Och, which shall it nere, there a visier horori hina a chowl, signed out douste. Rene Tomacion J. Enrit Lau and Sustia Fur, as Leshen Gawe Toyach the Hor Scutch Begdes and Edin, as Ulu and Trev and Ben Cheshega, Cummel and Edinek, Ether a Dare Lau, as Co and Zach for Brishin and Greed a Clashen. Giri mi sus a dolan, as yich mi mach as an unyag. Va palcha re holoson, as chaus va mi gin, dot mi fagan Quincy Morris, ren rai herishalon deg, as follach e hin sa scair du, jay bilia yuur fi vur. Vi cor feish orm smunyan er a fairveis junushen, ach, cartas en chil mi illach bliu chaus ren e dusta ons pert der en, er as hinde mi gus aliavi. Synedin ega, as chynirus mor dy bech e, fe cawr y jay yndis gyn tigalus on. Now here we have the Irish tenors singing Hail Glorious Patrick. The Irish tenors, that's John McDermott, Finbar Wright and Anthony Cairns, and they were singing the hymn Hail Glorious Patrick. Ve jean, drawi currit a sharan rishalit nage. As esh, ve jean, the ren sledden en brishestach ersend old tajamach, as renny moose the sus. Van ven eg a douche deg a glacier a tabby. As yin day, hugger, lesh narayachan eg, shint mach, mor de berchi, chi claim e. Ach, chalirach, hjarn is stiach ad rish. As lugji korkujach na iljanek, renni kumbel de lauen rosh en edinek, as fi biberni, der of an liabi foe krau. Os enem ye, creton bunje shaw, Dilly Harker. Early Seward, early Van Helsing, creton, creter Harker, crean borra. Vina, vin, kirite, creton bunje, an uil shaw. May ye the well shawmate. As look de cost no suskus a clunan, renne bulle rail lau nye helia de kai. Les glacier a tavi, renne lima vine yavi, as gawe toyach der tarn mushaneda hege. Ulyu and dunless onsen douched, les fame abe chalirach. Now this general view of Machall Village Green with its sundial and Kirkmichael itself, well, it seems that recently there'd been, back in the July of 1828, some refurbishment going on, and Dorothy Wordsworth's aesthetic sensibility has been offended by it. The whole, she says, lately barbarously whitewashed, with church and roof a glaring contrast to the grey thatched cottages and green trees which partly embower the church. Numerous are the gravestones surrounding that neat and humble building, a sanctuary taken from the waste, where fern and heath grow round and overgrow the graves. I sat on the hill, while Henry sought the holy well, visited once a year by the Manx men and women, where they leave their offering, a pin or any other trifle. Now, the best time was apparently when the books were open, as they used to say. That means when a service was being held. So why they weren't in church, of course, they go into the holy well, I suppose, so it wasn't quite so bad as just not going anywhere, not going to near the church at all. Like many other holy wells in the island, St. Machall's Well was literally a sight for sore eyes, and it was sought for the relief it brought, and because of the relief that it did bring to people as they left offerings there, and it was often some shiny token that was left. But other wells, you get pieces of cloth tied on or near them, and here, as she mentions, a pin or any other trifle, it might be a small coin, perhaps. Well, now, this is a song written for the 1940 film Little Nelly Kelly, and it was sung in that film by Judy Garland as she marched along with the New York St. Patrick's Day Parade. This, though, is a version from about 20 years later, I think it was about 1960 it was made, by Ruby Murray. Of course, Ruby Murray at one time, if you turned the radio on, Irish music, as far as anybody knows, was songs of the kind sung by Ruby Murray, although she had a great way with songs like Teddy O'Neill, for example. And this is that song from that 1940 film, Little Nelly Kelly, about the St. Patrick's Day Parade. And this is... it's a great day for the Irish.
Oh, awoke me up this morning and I heard a joyful song from the throats of happy Irishmen 100,000 strong. Sure it was the Hibernian Brigade lining up for to start the big parade. So I fetched my Sunday bonnet and the flag I love so well, and I bought myself a shamrock just to wear in me lapel. Don't you know that today's March 17? It's the day for the wearing of the green. It's a great day for the Irish. It's a great day for fair. The sidewalks of New York are thick with Blarney. For sure you think New York was all Killarney. It's a great day for the shamrock, for the flags in full array. We're feeling so inspired, sure, because of all the Irish. It's a great, great day. Be gosh, there's not a cop to stop the raiding. Be gara, all the cops are out parading. It's a great day. For the flag's in full array, and as we go swinging, every Irish heart is singing. It's a great, great day.
A song written by Hollywood composer, arranger and producer Roger Edens. Now, his parents were what's known in the United States as Scotch-Irish, people whose ancestors had come to Ulster from Scotland and subsequently emigrated to the USA. And It's a Great Day for the Irish was sung there by Ruby Murray. Parted with H and W and walked leisurely back to Ramsey. Fine views of Ramsey Bay, the orange-coloured bar and lowly town, the Green Steeps. Walked on to Ramsey, the town very pretty seen from the quay, as at the mountain's foot. Rich wood climbing up the mountain glen and spread along the hillsides. Several good houses among the trees. Well, the party had the previous day taken a meal at Mrs. Duke's, a lodging house just off the Ramsey Promenade in Strand Street. On her way back, she says, called at Mrs. Duke's. Oh, the confusion and dirt of her kitchen and her servant, as rough and wild as if just fetched from a mountain hovel. And Mrs. Duke herself, smart, pretty, and even cheerful in the midst of distress. A lodger was in bed, blinded the night before, with playing with gunpowder. And she, jaded with dressing his wounds and hanging over him for hours. Well, that's quite a responsibility she was taking on, and Dorothy had earlier disregarded the dirtiness of the house because of Mrs. Duke's kindness.
Cyrid ter hachert, inch da William Machionega, Daymeg in Fergach. Lieve van Helsing, te graaie der mine, te fisse meer, o gin riddach de haweli, genodde en on roud fors, gin kode, chaus te Michel Eschen.
Ren ven egge, trud an archim as grain as burre, fagen gau shigger erahon, as ish chalirach geru de trias akeen, gaui graim jay as dilie, genae, genae, Jonathan, genaiden dut vergail me, tamir hurrens de lurnach, morta fisser ek gee, gin an erd al de geneshen geel duts. Signed you tanacht an merem, tanny merish na kurgen shen ni goil kereljeed. Henk a graeg de ve debajach aus lori, as leshen corbailus gi, hiarne shisa de ve na hai oirle liavach, as gawi huikish de the chon, as gawi huikish e the chon. Hug van Helsing as mish eber cunachat na nis, ren a nolu cumulsus a crucifix beg er ega.
Thank you.
from Castle Connell in County Limerick, Fianna Ní Chonaill. A few years ago, members of Mac Tullach Vanning arranged a visit by her to the island when she played in concerts and sessions, toured schools and held a number of workshops. Asiwn yn asiwn ta Radio Fanning, rys yn siôt asiw geis ja Chris Clare Nigel, mer yn pîn Robert Gadeen Coswell, Robert y Corslach.
Have you heard tell of owl Bobby Bob?
Dwrt yn holo yn sach cwn i'n dy sach. Na jyn goel awl ma fi'n, ta sy'n o'n siô, as chaws ta siô ffagas dyt, cha nod ryd eiji jit hwds. Ta was saws yn och, as sain dwn fe cwn as goel corl cwjach. Rennie biberni, as fina tost, as ish cummel shees a kion clue a dunya sheshag. Tregiria, van goon ee ben egger, slayed lesh fool savol ren the mailenek bentendish, as savol van lot keel forslits a scornachek liga mark binen. Chalias honicky shen, Rennie tarn gaur a drummer, lest dobber an injil as dirty mor hanish masten a sachen ba pluchy. Niau glen, han naiden thou benten rish, na pega e rish. O, den e mishe te nish a noid smether, as de vel or desen goil al smurosh. Sol lore de shigger. Chanel keel an shen vina, she near arm clashin' lia de hoo. A jinnin clashin' they jeeds, as a jinnin clashin' they vods. Home to Mrs. Bruce. Walked on sands to small rocky caverns. And after dinner with Miss Trivet to Mrs. Hoskins' deserted cottage, once a place of revelry, or rather of elegant festivity, for she was, they say, a very amiable woman. The spot is now desolate, and the garden destroyed all but the gravel walks, yet still many a garden flower grows wild. It was since tenanted by a Mrs. Stepney and her pretended husband, who lived concealed for 2 years, were at length discovered by agents of her real husband, and a divorce obtained. Well, you may recall in the Reverend Thomas Stevens' A Poetical Guide to the Isle of Man from 1832 that as he came out of Ramsey, first as ye slow ascend the hill of Lueg, observe the bay, along the coast each craig, and gentle villa, Stepney's sweet abode, which lies below the high and craggy road. So we're going up the Slough Lieg, and there's the houses up there where this villa was. And it was obviously a cause célèbre, recalled by the Reverend Stephen in his poem in 1832, but it was already history in 1828 when Dorothy Wordsworth was there. Well, let's have that other song from Christy Moore about St. Patrick now, this time St. Patrick's Arrival.
You heard of St. Denis of France, he never ridden much for to brag, and you heard of St. George and his lance, who killed the old heathenish dragon. The sense that the Welshman and Scot are a couple of pentiful pipers might just as well go to pot when compared to the patron of vipers, St. Patrick of Ireland, my dear. He sailed to the Emerald Isle on a lump of a paving stone mounted, bet the steamboat be a mile, which mighty good sailing was counted. Says he, the salt water, I think, has made me unmerciful thirsty. Bring me a flagon to drink, to wash down the muller grubs bursty of drink that is fit for a saint. He preached then with wonderful force, the ignorant natives a-teaching, with pints washed down each discourse. Says he, I detest your dry preaching, the people in wonderment struck at a pastor so pious and civil, exclaimed, we're for you, me owl buck, we'll heave our blind gods to the devil, who dwells in hot water below.
finished, our worshipful man went to visit an elegant fellow whose practice each cold afternoon was to get most delightfully mellow. That day with a barrel of beer, he was drinking away with the band, and says, "Patrick, it's grand to be here. I drank nothing to speak of since landing. Give me a pull from your pot." Well, he lifted the pewter and squirt. Believe me, I tell you, it's no fable. A gallon he drank from the quart, left it back full on the table. A miracle, everyone cried. All took a pull on the stingo. They were mighty good hands at that thread. They drank till they fell, yet be jingo. The pot still frothered the brim. They said the host, "It's a fast, and I've nothing to eat but cold mutton, and Fridays would make such repast, except an unchristian like glutton. Says Pat, stop this nonsense, I beg. What you tell me is nothing but gammon." And the host, he brought down the lamb's leg. Pat ordered it turn into salmon, and the leg most politely complied. Heard, I suppose, long ago, how the snakes in a manner most antic, he marched to the County Mayo, ordered them all into the Atlantic. Hence never use water to drink. The people of Ireland determine, with mighty good reason, I think, for Patrick has filled it with vermin and snakes and such other things. He was as fine a man as you'd meet from Fairhead to Kilcrumper, though under the sod he is laid. Let's all drink his health in a bumper. I wish he was here, that might last. He might by art magic replenish, since he is not, why you last. Me old song must come to a finish, because all the liquor is gone.
Oh, both those songs by Christy Moore, Patrick Was a Gentleman, that we began with, and that one, St Patrick's Arrival, were from his 1978 album, The Iron Behind the Velvet, written by Christy Moore in the same spirit, I suppose, as the traditional songs about St Kevin of Glendalough. Dorothy Wordsworth gives us more of the Stepney saga, more of the Stepney gossip, in fact. She is now married to her paramour, who's retaken his own name and given it to her. The party's all cousins, and as an alleviation of her guilt, it's affirmed that she was in youth attached to her present husband, believed him to be dead, and was prevailed on by friends to marry the former. They returned to a cottage near the old one, going to build, and everyone visit her as heretofore. Back by road to bridge, crossing Deep Glen behind Mrs. Brew's house. So this is the top of Baloo Glen now. Strolled in the wood beyond the mill and missed my companion. After tea had a charming walk, called on Mrs. Lamott, the doctor's wife, her husband's father, driven from France by the persecutions under Louis XIV. Well, in fact, Dominique Lamott was commissioned by Louis XIV as a marine surgeon in the French Navy, rather than being persecuted by him. In 1760, Dominique Lamott's ship, the St. Lawrence, was captured by the British. The gingy brownest jim cordelrish mahalshness, as kerachemi le surrants ir na shirunan ur shaw, mavis, loris gentis na kareler bm, ridanach arach chit etherein. Hine macher reichen, as rene filest jachi uns a kluege, as vish tamult vien a lie uns shenus kenia. Yche oren erskin a chion chromicek, le sulien ren mica de tash erskin de tool strawn ek va a crow, van bieleg a sight gorish stallion. Lord Tamult henk na sarken ek de ve slew, menic, as smoo fairs. As esh dote rum, as e lot rish cunid kerelach, jenemi de ve jinu prowlus jay smach deg a eren yedigan gus a chud smoo, As nish early Seward, inch thou ulli machionega. Ach, raw vai de fissemer skiel yein, inch thou ulli ter veon. Dinch me de girach na hacher, as deise as ve gian de ve gin ennachten. Now this is another setting of St Patrick's Breastplate in Irish this time, a setting by Marie Dunn, Lurach Farig, sung by Patricia Burke de Souza. Voice of Patricia Burke de Souza with the Illion pipes of David Fadden, the harp of Mary O'Donnell and the violin of Denise Doyle in that setting by Marie Dunn. Ach ren the tool strone eg a brebel, as ren the soulian eg a lonrache, chouch dinch me de an acht for lauen yau vichinach account, chummel a ven chesha sa chumma aglach agi, lesha vilek a lot fawslit erchliu. Fe symoil daw i'r egetresian da agen i'r chaws fy neddyn ledyn dy chori ben gleisiach a les bred yn doltasiwm ersgyn y chion cromich dy rawn y lawn dy mila as dy graiach strwga o ffolt freinich. Dominic Lamotte was among the officers held as prisoners of war in Castle Rushen, and tradition has it that he successfully ministered to the governor's wife, and in gratitude he was released, and he married Susanna Corrin, and of their 11 children, Frederick Lamotte was the doctor in Ramsey for 35 years, and that's whose wife Dorothy Wordsworth met. Well, there'll be 2 hours of the best chill-out music for your Sunday evening here on their way from 7 to 9 with Chris Pearson. And then at 9, Judith Leigh will be easing into Monday morning with Sundown. We close Clare na Gael with music by Piper Conor Mallon, who was here for Unchruniach with the band Cunla a few years ago. This is the title track of his album, Unearthed. Ach, Sianne Cartnish, and so until the next time, this is Robert Cutting Cartwell, Robert a Carslach.
Well, Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night. Eve, I'm a Chrieriu, as Orsalie, as my Yerian shared you, will you?
Every so often, on the earth, my manners, relics of the past, uncovered on accident and up for interpretation. The strangest winds blow the dirt off that certain angle or inflection.